Hey there, Focus Forward family. Jake Carter here, your friendly neighborhood guide to unlocking your full potential. One brain-boosting, emotionally intelligent step at a time. Today, we're diving into something that's near and dear to my heart. Self-compassion. Now, I know what you might be thinking. Oh, great, another fluffy self-help buzzword. But trust me on this one. Self-compassion isn't about being a doormat or letting yourself off the hook. It's about treating yourself with the same kindness, understanding, and care that you'd offer to a good friend going through a tough time. And in today's world, where we're constantly bombarded with pressure to perform, achieve, and be perfect, self-compassion is more important than ever. Let's get real for a minute. Ever feel like you're running on a hamster wheel of expectations, yours and everyone else's? You know that feeling when you trip up, make a mistake, or simply don't live up to your own, often unrealistic, standards, and instead of offering yourself a comforting hand, you unleash a torrent of self-criticism? We've all been there. Well, guess what? That inner critic is not your friend. It's actually holding you back from reaching your full potential. Cultivating a self-compassionate mindset is like turning down the volume on that negative voice and replacing it with a chorus of supportive, encouraging words. Think of it as building a safe space within yourself where you can accept imperfections, learn from setbacks, and move forward with grace and resilience. Ready to unlock the power of self-compassion? Here are 5 key takeaways to get you started. 1. Recognize your humanity. We're all human beings, folks, which means we're wired to make mistakes, experience setbacks, and feel a whole range of emotions, even the uncomfortable ones. Accepting this fundamental truth is the first step towards self-compassion. Remember, being perfect isn't an option, it's a myth. Embrace your flaws, quirks, and imperfections. They're what make you unique. 2. Practice mindful self-awareness. Pay attention to your thoughts and feelings without judgment. Notice when that inner critic starts to chime in with its negativity. Instead of automatically agreeing with those harsh voices, try pausing and asking yourself, is this thought helpful? Is it true? Would I say this to a friend? By becoming more aware of your inner dialogue, you can start to challenge negative thoughts and replace them with more compassionate ones. 3. Treat yourself like you'd treat a dear friend. Imagine your best buddy is going through a tough time. What would you say to them? You'd probably offer words of encouragement, understanding, and support, right? Well, it's time to extend the same kindness to yourself. When you stumble or feel down, speak to yourself with the same warmth and compassion that you'd offer a friend in need. 4. Focus on your strengths. We all have unique talents, skills, and qualities that make us special. Take some time to acknowledge and appreciate your strengths. Celebrate your accomplishments, no matter how small they may seem. By focusing on your positive attributes, you can build a stronger sense of self-worth and resilience. 5. Practice gratitude. Cultivating a grateful heart can work wonders for your emotional well-being. Take a moment each day to appreciate the good things in your life, your health, loved ones, experiences, even simple pleasures like a warm cup of coffee or a beautiful sunset. By shifting your focus towards what you have rather than what you lack, you can cultivate a more positive and fulfilling outlook on life. Let me tell you a story that really illustrates the power of self-compassion. Remember that friend who always seems to have it all together? You know, the one who never puts a foot wrong, radiates confidence, and effortlessly achieves their goals? Well, guess what? They're probably just as scared, insecure, and prone to mistakes as anyone else. The key difference is that they've learned to treat themselves with kindness and understanding, even when things get tough. They don't dwell on their imperfections or beat themselves up over setbacks. Instead, they acknowledge those challenges as learning opportunities, dust themselves off, and keep moving forward. They understand that life is a journey, not a destination, and that it's okay to stumble along the way. So, my friends, what are you waiting for? It's time to start treating yourself with the same love, care, and compassion that you would offer your dearest friend. Remember, self-compassion isn't about being perfect. It's about embracing your humanity, learning from your experiences, and moving forward with grace and resilience. Ready to embrace the power of self-compassion? Start by practicing mindful awareness. Notice your thoughts and feelings without judgment. Challenge negative self-talk and replace it with kind words of encouragement. Remember, you deserve love and compassion, starting with yourself. Join me tomorrow for another episode of Focus Forward as we continue to explore strategies for unlocking your full potential, one brain-boosting step at a time. Stay focused, stay forward, and remember, you've got this.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.